Wow, this is huge news for the Instagram community. Meta has officially launched Muse, an AI image generation model that trains on Instagram's vast library of user-uploaded photos.
And here is the part that really demands our attention. The platform's new policy automatically includes publicly shared images in its AI training data unless users actively opt out.
It's a massive shift, right? Moving from an opt-in to an opt-out framework raises such urgent questions about consent, data ownership, and the ethical boundaries of generative AI.
Exactly. The core argument surrounding this update centers on platform responsibility versus individual control. While Meta states that leveraging public imagery improves AI accuracy and creativity, critics emphasize that default data collection obscures user consent and places the entire burden of protection on individuals.
It feels like the industry is just prioritizing rapid AI development and cost efficiency by integrating user-generated content into machine learning ecosystems without really thinking about the cost to us.
That's the broader trend we're seeing everywhere. Companies are racing to build these ecosystems, often at the expense of that individual control. So let's get practical. What are the key facts and mechanics here?
If I have a public Instagram account, am I automatically eligible for this AI training?
You are. To opt out, you must navigate to Instagram settings, locate the AI and data tools or content preferences section, and disable the toggle that permits AI usage.
Is there an easier way? Like, does switching my account to private help?
Yes, switching an account to private automatically excludes posts from public AI datasets. And just to clarify, opting out does not delete existing photos or alter how they appear to followers. It simply removes the content from Meta's generative training pool.
That's a relief. But I assume I can't just set this and forget it.
Correct. Because platform interfaces evolve, users must periodically verify these settings to maintain their preferences.
So, what's the critical takeaway here? It feels like visual data has become so valuable that it requires the same proactive protection as financial or personal information.
Spot on. Digital literacy now extends beyond password management to understanding how data flows through AI systems. While technology will continue to advance, privacy remains a user-driven choice.
I couldn't agree more. We have to take immediate, deliberate steps to adjust our settings. We need to ensure our creative work and personal imagery remain under our control, rather than being absorbed into corporate AI training pipelines.
Absolutely. Regularly auditing privacy settings is no longer optional. It is a necessary practice in the age of generative AI.